Book 1. The Stradivarius Job. The Prelude.
The cat, without music in himself, who is not moved with the concord of sweet sounds, is fit for treasons, contrivance, and mischief. Few other cats should trust him. Music is the only art for which not only cats, but all other animals that populate the fair land of Katara possess in common. Mice, foxes, raccoons, beetles, and birds, among others, do as well. But a good ear for music and a taste for music are two different things that are often confused, as are the comprehension and enjoyment of every object of sense and sentiment and profaning your neighbor's ears. Who expects the worst, hears it knock.
Book 1 starts with this ominous exposition about the series' villain, the magician.
He appeared personable enough. That was his first trick. But to be confounded by his persona up close or more distantly from the audience was to be enslaved to the energy of his evil eye. His left one was a hole patched over since a grade schoolyard rumble, an evil eye disguised as goodness, a kindly mercy with a predacious glaze of friendship. You would succumb to his charm, and that would be your first mistake. Then you were, unfortunately, his. A spell wound down into your core where blindness was born. A blindness that disallowed the light of reason or reality to save you. If you followed him, even one step, you could be stepping into a peril that pulls you far beyond the bounds of your natural world. He was mostly a mess of malice and respectable garb. His drape of cape cloaked him in a self-perceived invincibility. A tall top hat gave him height, but not true stature. No, he was not as flawless as he appeared to himself. There was his superiority complex, flawed by festering rot of a self-righteous mind. And then his front claws, for instance, were not the tidy talons of other cats. They couldn't retract. Yes, flawed claws. Few noticed that he performed his best magic tricks with his back paws. It was mostly an under-the-table, out-of-sight, out-of-mind, underhanded kind of magic that he got away with, most of the time. Well, okay. All the time.